Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing, a service of Joy's House right here on 93 WIBC. It is Terry Stacey along with Candace Preston, and she, of course, with Joy's House, and also Jeff Gronemeyer, who is here from American Senior Communities. Jeff, thanks for sticking around.
Oh, my pleasure.
He's the owner of American Senior Communities, and he's brought in a longtime friend.
Is he really the owner?
Yeah, I think so.
As of today.
Yeah, today.
It's an announcement.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
He's doing very well. So thanks for sticking around, as I mentioned. And anyway, it also in studio with us now is Eric Satterthwaite. Eric Satterthwaite. He is the Health Promotion Coordinator at American Village, an American Senior Community, ASCSeniorCare.com, by the way. Eric, how are you?
I'm good. Glad to be here this morning.
How long have you been with American Village?
I've been with American Village for just under a year and a half now.
And what is a health promotions coordinator? What is your job? What is your day-to-day life like?
So we have a gym in American Village. The program's called New Energy Wellness, and I am in charge of that. It's a senior exercise program that is open to anyone over the age of 50 years old. We're open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from about 7 to 5.
So, hang on, Eric. Is that for anyone in the community?
That is. It is open for anyone in the community.
That's awesome. I didn't know that. So, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, did you give us a time?
Yep, from about 7 a.m. till about 5 p.m.
7 to 5. So, anyone can just drop by, or do we need to make an appointment?
If they want to call in and set up an appointment, or if you just want to stop in, either one is more than fine. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, when the gym isn't open, that's when we kind of like to show new people everything, however, all the machines work, and we can kind of assess and get them started.
I think that's cool. You're a fairly young guy, right? What are you, 18, 19?
I'm a little bit old. I'm 24.
24.
Just a little bit older than that.
You were very young. How did you get involved with wanting to help seniors?
Coming out of school, I had an exercise science degree, and I was just looking really to help anybody. I didn't really care the age. I just liked to, as far as physically wise, help people kind of get a better footing on their health.
Yeah, but dealing with seniors, it's much different though, isn't it?
Yes. I wasn't expecting really to do that coming straight out of college, but it definitely is a different aspect, and I really enjoy it now. You get to meet a lot of great people with a lot of great backgrounds.
Oh, they've got great stories to tell.
Stories.
Absolutely. All right. I'm talking too much. Candace or Jeff, either one of you have a question before I go continue on rambling?
Well, we've got Eric here because of the CLIMB program that you all are offering at American Senior, American Village. And it's geared towards individuals that are living with Parkinson's disease. Can you just give us a brief overview of what Parkinson's is?
So Parkinson's disease is a neurodegenerative brain disorder that over time slowly progresses. Many people live with some of the symptoms for years before they're actually diagnosed with the condition. And sadly, there still isn't a cure for it, but they're coming out with exercise programs and different kinds
like boxing and
yep.
Right. There was a trainer that famously had Parkinson's disease, and the training that he did with the boxers, very vigorous, the symptoms went away while he was engaged in that. That's what I always think about when we talk about the CLIMB program, because it's a pretty vigorous exercise program, what they're doing there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the most part, it all kind of depends on what stage of Parkinson's they're in, because everybody kind of goes through different aspects of it. But we do an assessment to start out with to see where we can start you at, and then on a weekly basis, just try to gradually improve and climb towards make it a better you.
Now, you know what? I've heard about the CLIMB for the last couple of years, and I was thinking it involved climbing. But you're saying it's several exercises and you just climbed at different levels?
Right. So everyone, like I said, starts at a different level. And as far as the exercises, they range from doing mainly just posture exercises. Posture is a big one with Parkinson's. Hand-eye coordination. We can do resistance exercises to help build some muscle. Another big one is balance and just working on walking. But it also depends really on other issues too.
So, Eric, is there a person that is not good for the climb? I spoke with someone, a gentleman on Monday, whose wife has Parkinson's and is wheelchair-bound. So could someone in a wheelchair benefit from the program?
Yeah, we actually have a person in a wheelchair right now in the program, and obviously it's somewhat limited because they can't get out of the chair for some of the exercises. But just we can work on different postural things, and usually range of motion is a big one with people in wheelchairs just because they don't move near as much as if they were, you know, to be up on a walker.
Eric Satterthwaite is with us. He is the Health Promotions Coordinator at American Village, an ASC. Talk about how it works and why it works. What have you seen success-wise?
So for a lot of people with Parkinson's, one of the main things are the tremors that people usually see in the hands. But along with that, a big one is their posture. Lots of people kind of lose some of that strength in their torso and in their core, so they start to kind of lean over, rounding of the shoulders, rounding of the neck, moving forward. So a lot of them are in pain somewhat just from how they sit on a day-to-day basis. So we try to correct that, kind of do the opposite of whatever symptom is coming that way. But other things, hand-eye coordination, and just coordinating bigger muscle movements together to try and slow that tremor and kind of make that person feel more at ease on a day-to-day basis.
Makes their life better.
What's your favorite exercise to take people through?
One of my favorites are when, like, for instance, we have a guy in a wheelchair, but he's strong enough to be able to get up on a walker. So then we will walk the length of the room just back and forth. And it was awesome. The other week we got him up and he was walking, and it got to the point where the class was over and he just wanted to keep going.
Oh, that's so cool. That is so cool. Boy, you're in the right spot. You're doing some great work and making a difference in lives. Eric Satterthwaite is his name, Health Promotions Coordinator in American Village, an American senior community. And we have just about 45 seconds or so before we let you go, Eric. Is there anything you want anybody else to know about the climb and what it's doing and how it's offered at American Village?
So we are right now offering classes 2 times a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the community. And then we have those classes starting at about 10:30 and can last till 12, you know, depending on when people can come and go. But we're actually having an open house for the climb on April 6th at 12 o'clock. We're going to have some food. Kind of mingle at first, and then we're going to have a presentation by Don Waterman, who actually was the reason for the climb. So if you want to come on out to American Village on April 6th at 12 o'clock, more than welcome.
Be great. Go to ASCSeniorCare.com for more information. All right, we're going to let you guys go. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jeff Gronemeyer. He'll be back next week along with Candace Preston. And we certainly thank American Senior Communities for their continued support. The news is next, right here on 93 WIBC.